Welcome to our new episode of Toonami Therapy. It is June 8th. We're recording a little later than normal because of some last-minute emergencies. But we're still here and recording and such. Let's just get right into it then. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we'll begin with Dragon Ball Super, Episode 65. So Zamasu and Goku Black have fused together, and it kind of happens exactly what you thought it would, because when they were separate and were winning, now they're together, and they're stronger, so they're still winning!
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much the whole episode.
Yep.
It's been built up so much because the heroes were already struggling and now he's just gone way bigger. I just kind of feel like, well, gee, whatever way they actually do beat him is going to just feel kind of contrived at this point.
Yeah.
And of course, Toonami decided to completely spoil how they're planning to do it in the trailer for the next episode. I don't know if you saw it or not.
I probably wasn't paying attention.
Okay, yeah, during, like, the commercials, when it's talking about the next ones, it's, you know, doing the commercial is just straight up explaining it just straight up shows what their next plan is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, all right, not much else to really say about that. So we're on to Dragon Ball Z Kai, episode 164. They beat Boo. The end.
Yeah. So we, after it took 2.5 episodes to charge up the spear bomb, now they finally, Goku gets the final wish to be healed, and that gives him enough energy to release the bomb and kill Boo. And now the question is, what are they going to do with the other Boo? And they decide to heal him because he's not such a bad guy, and that means that now we know why Boo is still around for Dragon Ball Super.
Yep. And they also decide that they're going to use the, because everyone knows about Boo, they're going to use the wishes to make everyone forget about him. Because brainwashing solves everything. Yeah. Yeah, we kind of covered it. There's only a few episodes left. I wonder what they're going to be replacing it with.
Yeah, I'm predicting something Dragon Ball is going to replace it, because Toonami's obsessed with Dragon Ball, so they'll probably just start over or something like that instead of putting on a new show.
I mean, I guess they could air the original Dragon Ball series, like, you know, before Dragon Ball Z. Back mm-hmm. when the series was more of a sort of comedy before, it kind of gradually became more and more action-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of funny, I saw like someone saying this comment, this was a while ago, but they were saying something about like a Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z's, like, if Dragon Ball, like, the manga premiered today, it wouldn't be successful because everything's been copied from. And then, like, some people say, well, when it premiered, it was a comedy series.
Mm-hmm.
It hadn't even gotten into the fighting yet.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. My Hero Academia, episode 4. So everyone goes and does the test thing, which involves destroying the big robot things to gain points. Except Deku is having trouble because he doesn't have any experience using his quirk, which actually makes you wonder why All Might decided to give it to him the day of the exam rather than, like, maybe a week beforehand so he would, you know, be able to get a little experience with it. Anyway, he, So he's basically failing miserably, but luckily for him, circumstances happen to line up that he is able to help someone out and possibly save them, which gives him a bunch of rescue points, which lets him actually advance.
Yep. I thought it was pretty boring.
I liked it. Well, kind of. It is kind of... I'm trying to figure out how to articulate, because I didn't find it boring, but I didn't find it that great either. It just it does. Although I just have to think, because they're like, all right, you know, rescuing people, that's an important thing, and you get points. And I'm like, well, things lined up absolutely perfectly for him to have the opportunity to do that. If not for that, he would have gotten no points and would have well, maybe you could have gotten one or two, but whatever. That would have been the end of it. So, like, how do they try to test people on this when they don't give... when it's such a small chance they'll even have a chance to be able to be tested on it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't... So, that's My Hero Academia. I know we're going through things a little fast, but there are some time concerns, so we're going to get into some of the stuff that we might have more to say about. So, it's time for Episode 7, or Episode 1 of the new season of FLCL. So, so remember how the last season was all about that Nota guy and stuff? Well, he doesn't appear at all. Well, actually, he does show up in the end credits. So instead, we're focusing on this girl with these weird headphone things who kind of goes through life not really caring about anything. And then she gets hit by someone in a car, but then survives. And that person is like, oh, yeah, okay, I'll totally work as a... at your house to make up for it, and such. Anyway, and then of course, giant monster robot things come out of people's heads, and there's fights and stuff. And for the most part, it's basically just kind of the first episode of the original series, except you know with different characters and stuff. And then Haruko like shows up at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know what to think of this. It just felt to me like they kind of sort of watched the first Fooly Cooly and were like, okay, we need to have stuff coming out of people's heads. So, but they forgot that Haruko was in the first series. So then at the very end, they're like, great, we got to get her in there somehow. And then they finally... get her in there with like 10 seconds left in the episode. Yeah.
I will say one thing I did think was kind of cool was when, because she's like actually been in disguise as a teacher, I liked how before she reveals herself, her voice suddenly and gradually changes to sound more and more like Haruko's voice before she reveals herself. I thought that was a cool touch.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it's so hard for me to decide. I think I can kind of see what they're doing, because, like I always said, I thought the original felt like a fairly complete story. So for the next season, they're going to be like, okay, it's a new story set in the same universe, kind of and apparently at least involving Haruko who shows up. I don't know about the other characters. They do show up in the credits, so maybe they'll do more. I don't know. I have so much trouble judging this episode because I need to see more of where it leads.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, though, it's hard for me to necessarily do that great of a job judging this because I wasn't a huge fan of the original series. There were some things I liked about it. I can definitely sort of respect what it was going for and such. But, you know, I wasn't big on it. So I have trouble like deciding if I was a bigger fan, would I like this more? I mean, from what I could tell, the reactions of people who liked the original were mostly positive towards this. So that's just a really hard thing for me to judge it. It's really hard for me to render a verdict, but I'd say this first episode mostly gets an eh from me.
Yeah.
There just wasn't anything like the first episode of the original series, it just didn't have some of like the like that crazy manga part that always stuck out in my mind as being just completely hilarious. And there wasn't really anything in this episode that I felt quite captured that beginning thing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next up then is Stardust Crusaders episode 38. So, from what I can tell, the production for this episode was the author realizing, oh, wait, I haven't really done anything with Iggy after I went through all that trouble to actually introduce him. All right, he gets his own episode. So, Iggy the dog gets his episode, and he actually talks in this episode and stuff. And I'm trying to think of a good joke to make in regards to the other things his voice actor has done. Well, you probably most recognize it as Uryu from Bleach.
Mm-hmm.
But, anyway, so he ends up encountering another stand user, which by complete coincidence is another animal. In this case, a sort of bird named Pet Shop. So he ends up kind of squaring off against that because it has ice powers, ability to freeze things and throw stuff at them. Anyway, Iggy initially doesn't really care at all and is just like, screw this, I don't even like these guys I'm traveling with. I just kind of got forced into it. But then ends up actually fighting them, and they end up in the sewers and the ending... And, you know, kind of do some more of that. And then the episode ends with Iggy's paw getting frozen, being unable to move, and then being hit by the ice attacks. And then it's to be continued. But here's the thing. With the big attack, creates a big cloud of smoke around him, which is a dead giveaway. He's totally fine.
Yeah, I really liked this episode. Oh, yeah. I thought it was really funny.
Oh, yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah.
It's time for me to, even though I liked it, bring through a few minor nitpicks. One thing that bugged me is, so when Iggy's talking, it seems a little weird for me for his mouth to actually be moving, because he's obviously not saying that in English and such. He would just be thinking it. I mean, maybe in the real world we're just supposed to assume it's barking noises or whatever, but...
Mm-hmm.
And here's the other thing. He actually talks to, like, the bird, apparently. So, in the JoJo universe, do the animals therefore have a shared language or something? Can they all talk to each other? Is it like, you know, one of those things that has them all communicate? How does that work? I don't know. These are minor nitpicks, but they were things I noticed. Although, I think I got through all of that stuff. Yeah, it was a fun episode. It's nice to finally have Iggy, like, actually be getting the focus and such. And also, like, even getting his personality more by him actually talking. Because initially I thought it was just going to focus around him without that. And then he actually, like, starts thinking, like, oh, we're actually going to get his perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, good job on the good episode on the whole. The fights, as usual, were fun and interesting. Some of the comedy was good. It's just your usual JoJo, I think.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Hunter Hunter episode 97.
Okay, so basically the rest of the fight. Between the Phantom Troop and the ants. And not much really to say about it, because the Phantom Troop are all overpowered and they all end up beating the ants. And we get a fan service scene too, just for the heck of it. I mean, it's the definition of fan service, because there was no reason for her to lose all her clothes other than to appease the fans. So then they beat them, and that's pretty much it. They've saved Meteor City, which looks like a meteor hit it. So
maybe that's where the name comes from.
Yeah, it might be. That's pretty much it. I don't really have much to add.
Yeah, it did. Honestly, this episode, it did kind of almost feel, because when you look at it, you're like, well, gee, was there really that much of a point to all of this? I mean, I guess it showed off some of the Phantom Troops attacks, which we didn't really get to see before, and sort of cleared up the like what happens with some of the rest of the ants. So that's something, I guess. But it did kind of feel in some ways like it was, hey, let's throw in some fan service. I mean, not just in vacuum cleaner girl who just who does that, but just like I said, the queen ant person here, Zazan or whatever. Yeah. She's like even more fan servicey outfit than she was before.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot to mention that. Yeah, you're totally right about that.
Yeah. So there's that. It just, yeah, it mostly just did feel kind of like, hey, we've got the things and they're fighting and stuff. Yeah, like I said, plot-wise, all it really served was to let us see the Phantom Troops attacks and stuff. But they don't even show up in the rest of this arc, do they? I don't think.
No, they don't.
Yeah,
no,
so
I've seen it, so I know they don't. So.
I almost felt like it was a reminder that they're still in this series.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got that. Then we're on to Black Clover, episode 24. So in this one, evil witch person turns out to have been helping the guy with the zombies, whose name I can't even remember. And she ends up fighting, and they manage to warp everyone except for pretty much everyone except for the main characters out of the town. How convenient. So he ends up fighting her, and they fight, and then of course, you know, after taking a bunch of beatings, manages to unlock a new power to help him fight her and stuff. Honestly, that part wasn't that interesting. And honestly, the best part of this episode, I think, was Fuego León. I just find him to be a fun character, and you don't really see it too much of him later on in the series. So I'm reminded, oh yeah, this guy actually was really cool.
I just wanted to say, I watched the first half of this episode, and I was so bored by it that I literally fell asleep. So, unfortunately, I don't have much to say about it. It needed to do something in the first half of it to get me interested. Unfortunately, I didn't make it. So,
all right.
Don't have anything really to say.
Okay. So we'll just skip.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. Naruto, episode 204. So, people continue fighting. After a bunch of fighting, there actually was a cute, the thing with Killer Bee was actually kind of funny. That was kind of cute. I liked that, where he's just kind of off on his own. He's just like, well, I guess I'll just use this opportunity to leave the village and have some fun and not bother to tell my brother that I'm actually alive, which would actually, and such. But in the meantime, there's, of course, fighting against Sasuke's and stuff. But then a weird Akatsuki guy does thing to that goes against the Kages, but then they beat it or something, and then Madara shows up and is like, hey, want to hear about my plan? I don't really have much to say about this episode, honestly.
Yeah, I don't really have anything to say, but I did want to mention that right now, I just got your message that that I wasn't online. So if you're wondering why I didn't respond, it's because I got your message just now. So
Okay.
That's really weird.
Yeah, I sent that a while ago. And any listeners probably have no idea what we're talking about.
Sorry.
But that's fine. Keep them in the dark. Have it be an in joke. It'll be a thing. All right, moving on then. Space Dandy, episode 17. All right, so did you see this one? Were you able to?
No, I wasn't able to.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry.
Dang.
What?
Oh, dang it. I wanted to discuss it with you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll try to start watching next week.
Okay. Well, it's a shame because I thought this was a really great episode.
Okay.
Basically, to try to find this rare alien, Dandy ends up going undercover at this high school. Except it's this high school where your social status is decided by how well you sing and dance. And so, of course, that's an opportunity to get a bunch of, like, musical stuff in it. And it's honestly a pretty funny episode. And then when they actually, through all that stuff, they manage to, you know, make everyone get along and everything's great. And then throughout the whole, and then they leave, forgetting the whole reason they were there to begin with. It was pretty funny. But yeah, this was a good episode. My favorite, this isn't quite as funny as if you don't see any context, but I might as well share it. So there's this part where, so everyone's, you know, it's gotten into everyone, like, singing about all the stuff that's most important. So it's like blank is all, like, that's like the, thing about how whatever is most important. So I like when the janitor is like going like, "My wife is all," and then his wife just says, "Mr. Hinata is all." He goes, "Who's Mr. Hinata?" Now, and then he starts gets depressed. That was like the best line of it. Okay, so that's Space Dandy, I guess. That's all the stuff that we've that aired. So I guess we can go for our top three.
Mm-hmm.
For me,
Go ahead.
For me, it would actually be, I think I put Space Dandy in first place. I just thought the episode was a ton of fun. Stardust Crusaders would be second place. And then for third place, that's a tricky one, but I think I'm actually going to go with My Hero Academia.
Okay, so I didn't see Space Dandy, so I can't pick it, but I'm going with JoJo first, Hunter x Hunter second, and Dragon Ball Z Kai third. So,
okay,
we're pretty different this week.
All right. Okay. Do you have anything else you wanted to mention?
That's
fine.
No, that's all right. I don't have anything.
Okay. Because because there's something I need to bring up, and I realize, because I recently saw something that was talking about some common things you often might do that are actually illegal, and I realized something. It's actually illegal to record Skype conversations without the permission of the other person, and I don't think I ever asked you for permission to do this. So do I have permission to record these?
Yes.
Okay, let's make sure. Do you retroactively grant me permission for all the previous ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
This sounds like a marriage vow.
Okay. Even that weird one where we became vampires and went back in time to thwart an alien invasion and found out Abraham Lincoln was a werewolf? or was that a dream I had? did that happen, or was that a dream I had?
Must have been a dream.
Okay. Actually, I should probably double check on a few things here. Okay, so that was a dream. What about the time where we opened up a ghost busting business? Did that happen, or was that a movie?
That might have been a movie.
Okay, And what about the time where we were at this restaurant and there's this guy who wanted to ask out a girl and we all, and then I can't remember how this ended up like this, but we ended up talking about our opinions on the former Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. Okay. That didn't happen either?
No.
Okay. What about that time you really didn't like an episode of Tokyo Ghoul? Did that happen?
Might have happened.
All right. Well, we'll probably have to catch up on some of this stuff all later so I can see what happened and what didn't happen. But in the meantime, we'll see you all next week.